Blog Talk Radio.
The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. It is Wednesday in beautiful Northwest Arkansas. Let me tell you, the sounds of the rumble and the bumble, the sounds of motorcycles, that can only mean one thing. Bikes, blues, and barbecue is here. If you're not doing anything Thursday night and you are in Northwest Arkansas for bikes, blues, and barbecue, we invite you to come on down to Murano's on Razorback Road, next to the DMV, just up the street from Razorback Baseball Stadium, Bomb Stadium, and the boys, Ultimate Party Band, the band I work with. We're going to be playing at Murano's Thursday evening. So if you're in the area and you want to hear some good 80s music, we invite you to come on by, check it out. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I want to say hey to my sponsors, Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you are over in that area and you get in trouble with the popo, and then give Nathan a call, he will help you out. We also want to say hello to Max Sunglasses, High Def Lenses. I love these sunglasses. I got a couple pair of them. I love them. They were even nice enough to send me $19.99 a piece or two for $30. I have a limited selection, so if you think you want to try some sunglasses out, give me a shout. Once again, that's Max Sunglasses. We also want to say thank you to Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, both those located in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Live Right Nutrition, Rogers, Arkansas, Moxie Nutrition, that's in Lowell, Arkansas, located inside World's Gym, all part of the Herbalife Nutrition family. If you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, re-getting some energy, then we invite you to check out Herbalife. For more information, you can give me a call at 479-236-1007. I'll share my story right now. This time last year, I wore a size 46 jeans, ladies and gentlemen. Since I've been on Herbalife, I have gone from 265 down to 240. I've been able to keep it off. I plan on losing more weight, but I'm 240, and I'm down to a size 38 jeans. And so, my energy level is through the roof. If you listen to the show long enough, you can probably hear that. But, it's good, safe, nutritious. One of the very few health nutrition companies that has a Nobel Prize winner on their board of advisors. So, you know, that means it's top-notch stuff, because if it doesn't meet his approval, he sends it back and Herbalife starts over. So once again, if you want to find more about Herbalife getting healthy, 479-236-1007. If you're not in the Northwest Arkansas area, I will hook you up with somebody wherever you live, and we will get you on that road to getting healthy. Once again, that's the Herbalife family. Man, just some great stuff. I mean, Arkansas taking on Texas A&M, and everybody's starting to take notice of the Razorback. So that is a very good thing. We have our Facebook pages up and running. I have my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. We also have a Facebook page for the Greg Squirrel Show. So you can find any one of those on Facebook. If there's something we talk about and you want to leave a comment, you just go right ahead, leave your comment and your questions. We also have our chat room up and running. As a matter of fact, we have a guest in the chat room listening, so we're going to type them a message just to give them a big shout-out, say hello. Hello, guest room. Woo-hoo. All right. But just a lot of great stuff. St. Louis Cardinals, they're all, postseason just around the corner. I believe Pittsburgh, they won last night, which guaranteed them a spot in postseason play. Pittsburgh and Chicago go at it again, I believe, tonight. And I think St. Louis is already in, no matter what happens with the series with Chicago. So anyway, Chicago did win last night. So like I said, I believe there is one more game. I'm trying to pull up the sports page with the ball schedule so I can definitely for sure let you know. I can't find it. Anyway, like I say, I do believe St. Louis is in no matter what happens tonight. They show they don't play tonight. So maybe that Major League Baseball news. Braves have offered John Hart the general manager position after the firing of their longtime GM. So be anxious to see what goes on there. The NFL Players Association has hired an attorney, an investigator, to do some more investigating into the Ray Rice situation. The guy's been handed his punishment. Now the guy needs to man up and take his punishment. I mean, that's the bottom line. Man up, take your punishment, Ray Rice. That's all I can really say about that. I mean, you hit a woman. No matter what I was raised, no matter what the situation is, you do not hit a woman. I don't care if the woman comes at you with a knife, you don't hit her. There's other way you can. You can get the knife away from us, You can get a knife away from the female without having to hurt her or hit her or anything. So anyway, what else are we talking about? Oh, let's go over here and let's look up what's going on in the world of MMA. Just a lot of smack and not really a whole lot of stuff going on. Chris Weidman has posted photos of an injured hand. And John Jones and Daniel Cormier have been issued punishment for their UFC Media Day brawl. UFC heavyweight Mark Hunt has issued a challenge to Josh Barnett. I'm just trying to look down here to see through. Like I say, just really not a whole lot going on that I can really get into my short time frame I have here. Hopefully, once we get things picked back up to an hour and running, we'll be able to delve into these issues a little bit more solidly. 323-642-1128 is the phone number if you want to call in today. 323-642-1128. You got about 20 minutes left on the show, so call in now. All right. Also, I want to say hello to my friend Daniel Flynn, Native Nutrition, Stillwell, Oklahoma. He's got fit camps going over there. So once again, if you're interested in losing weight and getting healthy, you can check out Native Nutrition. They're, once again, Stillwell, Oklahoma is the area. So get over there and check it out. Once again, I do want to ask everybody, you know, if you are in Northwest Arkansas for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, be careful driving out there. I mean, a lot of people out there on their motorcycles just not having a good time. So you watch out for them. Hopefully they're listening. They'll watch out for you. And then nobody will get seriously injured this year. All right. Oh, what else is going on over here? Once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to call in and talk about, I may not have all the answers, but I'll be more than happy to discuss the situation with you. Let's go over here to the homepage and see what's going on. Hey, well, there we go. Tony Stewart has been cleared by a grand jury, and he will not face any charges in the on-track death of Kevin Ward. So there you go. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Matt Cassel is out for the season. So this has just come over my news wire. Wanderlei Silva has been given a lifetime ban in Nevada, and he's facing a large fine because he refused to do a drug test. My opinion on that, Mr. Silva, is if you have nothing to hide, then take the test. You know, if you have nothing to hide, take the test. There you go. I want to say hello to my friend Jonna. And I got a whole bunch of people listening today. Then everybody, big hello to everybody listening. My friend Jonna, Amy, Kimiko, Kathy, Brenda, Brandy, Amanda Jean, Tressa, Carolyn, Melissa, Aaron, Denise, Angela, Sandra, and Julie. Is it my imagination or are all my listeners female? Or is it just my imagination? Couldn't tell you. I don't know, but I like the attention, so I'm not complaining. All righty. I'm going to have to look into that. Morris Claiborne has returned to the Dallas Cowboys practice facility one day after walking out. Apparently, Claiborne got upset because he was benched. And he walked out. But he told the rumor that he has come back. All right. Like I say, just kind of running down the board, checking out anything, seeing if there's anything that really jumps out. All right. Don't see anything there. Let's go over here. Let's look at the sports schedule for tonight. Hey, there it is. Yeah, Chicago and St. Louis do play again one more time tonight. Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Arizona, and Minnesota are under a delay. In action currently taking place, Baltimore leads the Yanks 9-3. Detroit is beating the White Sox 6-1. And the Angels are beating Oakland 1-0 at the bottom of the second. So baseball getting wound up, getting ready for their postseason. Also in action tonight, the Mets and the Nationals, Seattle, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Boston, KC, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Miami, Houston, Texas, Colorado, San Diego, and Frisco and the Dodgers. All right. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night is Thursday, and that means some NCAA football. Let's see here. September 25th, we got Texas Tech and Oklahoma. That's on ESPN. We got a doubleheader out on the left coast. You got UCLA and Arizona State. That's going to take off about 10 p.m. Eastern time. And other action. For Saturday, you got Michigan State against Wyoming, Wisconsin against South Florida, A&M, Arkansas. That's taking place in Dallas, the Southwest Classic. Auburn, Louisiana Tech, Stanford, Washington. That could be a good game right there. Ohio State, Cincinnati, South Carolina, and Missouri. LSU, New Mexico State, Mississippi, and Memphis. Baylor against Iowa State, Notre Dame at Syracuse, Nebraska, Illinois, and USC. They get to face the Beavers. All right. Yeah, I don't know why I said it that way.
Get to face the Beavers.
323-642-1128. You got about 13 minutes left on the show today. Just a lot of great stuff. Oh,
all right.
Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio thinks only winner of league title games have a place in the playoff. And I have to say, I agree with that. If you win your conference, then you should be the team eligible for the playoff. I mean, that's been my big, that's just always been my argument for a long time, is that why does a team like Alabama or whoever, and they get beat, you know, they may only fall one or two spots. But, and yet some other teams get beat, and they literally fall out of the top 25. I just don't understand it. I've always felt, and then once again, this is just me, that if you lose, you fall. Plain, easy, simple. I don't care who you are. If you lose, you fall. If you win, you rise up. Everybody says, well, you know, that's not really fair because not everybody plays the same team. And that may be true. But the fact is, you lose, you fall. You win, you rise up. Here's a funny story. Texas A&M cadet that saved Reveille has been rewarded with $1,300 boots. Let me refresh your memory what's going on here. Taking Reveille, who is beautiful, beautiful mascot for Texas A&M, Border Collie, beautiful dog. And they, you know, they have her keepers, their guys. Well, Texas A&M was playing SMU this past weekend, and SMU receiver Derek Thompson was making a play with and I'm not going to say he was doing it on purpose. I'm going to say his momentum was carrying him out of bounds. Ryan Creeter, who's a member of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, threw a block and kept this kid from hitting Reveille. You know, they had Reveille on sideline. They had her little puppy bed and her water and everything. And this kid's coming towards them. And the guy just literally goes the block to keep him from hitting Reveille. And I can't say I blame him. I would have probably done the same thing. Brigadier General Joe Romero Jr., the commander or the commandant of the Corps, happened to be watching the game on TV when he saw Kreider's defense, I'm going to call that. I'm not going to say it was an act of heroism. He was just protecting a dog. And so he's offered to buy Creeter custom-made boots. Now, these boots are $1,300 a piece, and the seniors, all the seniors' boots. In a message, he said, Captain Ryan Kreider made all Aggies very proud today. What a selfless way for a cadet to take care of our beloved mascot, Reveille. As a result, the Commandant is going to buy Ryan senior boots. Fellow cadets can give him junior senior privileges as they seem appropriate. I am proud of what he did and that I'm willing to do something a little more than substantial to show the appreciation of all Aggies for his selfless act. Ryan, thanks for being such a superb example of what being a member of the Corps of Cadets is like. And your senior boots are now a compliment to the Commandant. Commandant. Okay. Here's the tradition behind the senior boots. Member of the Corps of Cadets look forward to final review at the end of their junior years when they can finally step into their senior boots, which they will continue to wear throughout their senior year. The making of the boots date back to 1914 when the Corps was changed from West Point style uniform to a National Cadet wardrobe. In 1921, they were made by Jack Oleski at Randolph Air Field in San Antonio. They're an English-style boot that's become traditional senior boots that we still see today. So, I mean, this goes back a long way. So, I'm just kind of looking down through here, seeing if there's really any more. So anyway, the Commandant, out of respect for protecting the dog, Reveille, once again, beautiful dog. You can go find pictures of her. The Commandant, the leader, I guess you could say, of the Aggie Corps, is buying his boots, his senior boots. All right, so there you go. I'm trying to see if there's any more to this, but apparently that's really all there is to it. So anyway, I mean, the guy just reacted out of instinct and protected. All right. Got about 7 minutes left on the show. Once again, 323-642-1128. You have 6 minutes. If there's something you want to call in and talk about, we would love to hear from you right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Oh, I'm not even going to. I'm not even going to talk about that because, personally, I think he is an idiot. I'm not going to point fingers and name names at the White House, but, you know, it is what it is. There's a lot of great stuff. Want to remind you about the big Muay Thai tournament coming up November 6th and 7th, I believe it is. In November, Muay Thai tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you have a Muay Thai strike team or a Muay Thai fight team and you want to participate in the big tournament coming up, look up Striking Fight on Facebook and you can get more information about the big Muay Thai tournament. I need Clint Davis here to say that for me. He's got that deep. He's got that very white voice and you can drop it down and go Muay Thai. Yeah, I can't do it yet. So. My voice isn't deep enough anymore. But, hey, we have fun. That's all that matters. So, don't forget, Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue this weekend in Northwest Arkansas. So call your buddies, call your friends, and if you're in Northwest Arkansas, get out and enjoy the scenery because it's all good. And don't forget, E and the Boys. Matter of fact, E and the Boys has two shows this week. I wanted to mention the second one. Once again, Thursday night, we're going to be at Murano's, Razorback Road, right next to the DMV. And then Saturday, E and the Boys, and I'm going to pull up the information real quick. E and the Boys are going to be in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. They're having a, let me find it. They're having a big event over there to help money, raise money for cancer. I believe it's cancer awareness. So, we want to invite everybody to come out and check that out. It's going to be a great event. There's the Murano's poster. Yeah. 1 o'clock is the time that we're going to be in Siloam Springs. 59 River Run, Biker Run for Diabetes. Okay, it's diabetes. My bad, not cancer, diabetes. But we still, we're going to be playing around 1 o'clock. We're going to be putting on an hour show over there. So once again, we invite everybody to come over, check it out, support diabetes, and let's help find a cure for diabetes. It's going to be a great time. All right, we're getting ready to bug out to the dugout. We're going to call it a day just a little bit early. But we invite everybody to join us 9 o'clock Friday morning. We will be on the air. And we're going to test out that time frame, see what it's like 9 to 9:30 Friday morning right here on. That's right. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So until then, everybody have a good afternoon. Bye.